Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
This is MikeSpirit.fm. Good evening and welcome to Guiding Lights with Jeanette Ann and Sarah May. The airwaves are now open, and these respected UK Sky Television psychics will take your hand and lead you through the universe with interesting topics and spirit communication. Call Jeanette and Sarah now. 760-283-4611. If you're calling from outside the USA, then prefix 001. Or register to the chat room and click Call Skype. Now the moment you've been waiting for. Please welcome Jeanette Ann and Sarah May.
Welcome to the Guiding Light show this evening with the fantastic Jeanette Ann Coop and myself, Sarah May. We also have a special guest on this evening who we will bring in a little bit later, Jerry Humphries, and we're looking forward to having him on the show. But we're going to be piloting things a little bit differently this evening because we've got a new venture coming in. We have the possibility of you having a call from Mike Davis to bring you into the show on future shows with our hosts. And the way that you would do that is you would email Mike at mike@mikespirit.fm. Okay? And you will need to say to Mike the reason why you require a reading. Okay, and obviously the most important ones, the ones that he feels would really benefit from having a personal reading from any of the hosts on the shows that we run, he will get in contact with. Okay. I would like to say that we do have a couple of callers on this evening, which we're going to take those calls and do some private readings, and then we'll continue with the show as normal. Okay, hold on 1 second. Well, that went well. We had a call drop there, so we'll wait for Tony to come back to us. But meanwhile, we'll continue with the show. Jeanette, are you there, sweetheart?
I am indeed, yeah. We have quite a lot of feedback on the line, Sarah. We are having a bit of difficulty listening to your lovely reading there.
Okay. Mike, give me 1 second and I'll try and fix that problem.
Okay.
Continue on.
No problem. So, Jeanette, what kind of thing have you had this week? Are you better? I am. Thank you very much. I've been in a lot of bed today. My dear cousin was very, very pretty clear. So that's been quite a sad day for me today. Oh, that's a shame. We've sent some healing out there, Jeanette. Yes. And we've also got a lovely guest on this evening, haven't we?
Yeah.
The picture. Mr. Humphries, are you there? Jerry Humphrey.
Jeanette, it's one of those days today.
I think the gremlins are working well this evening.
They certainly are. I mean, let me tell you what happened to me today, Jeanette.
Okay.
I drove the wrong way around an island. And I came face to face with a police car.
No way.
I did. So I'm lost. I'm stuck. And he was very kind. And he told me to do a three-point turn on the island. So I got a white van man who let me through, who understood, he saw.
And I just thought, dear me. Oh dear. So is Mr. Humphries with us now? Jerry, are you there? I don't think we've got Jerry yet. Okay, let's have a look now, Sarah. Are we going to carry on some calls now? Or are we going to do a little meditation?
I might just do a little bit of meditation so we can get this call back. I think we're going to have a romance angel meditation tonight, and I'm going to do a meditation about calling your soulmate, so let's work on the heart chakra.
Okay, Jeanette, can I ask you to continue with that? Like just pull back a bit. Let's all just relax and take some time and just really breathe. So what we're going to be doing is breathing positive energy and breathing out negative energy. And as you continue breathing, all this wonderful positive energy inside, breathing out negative energy, imagine a beautiful bright white light above your head. And on this beautiful bright light, it's going down through your head, down all your body, and it's going right down to your feet, and it's grounding you. And as you're sitting there feeling totally at peace and you're breathing full on your breathing, imagine that your heart chakra, that lovely wheel of green and pink, is opening. And in that, calling my soulmate, and it's saying, yes, that is your soulmate. Call that in, your prayer, your affirmations, your visualizations will help you together. So if you're out there this evening and you really want that special someone to come into your life, just take five minutes every day to ground yourself and imagine your heart chakra opening and this opening to the universe to bring that special person to you. And as you feel really confident, you're opening your eyes, and you feel totally relaxed. And that's the theme of the show tonight, which is all about love, and are you in control, someone controlling you. That's lovely. Could you hear that, Sarah? Okay, Sarah's back off a little bit, so I think she's having a few technical issues. So I'm just going to say hi to Mr. Jerry. Are you there?
I'm indeed, Jeanette. Hiya, how are you?
Yay! Thank you. Good, we've had some technical difficulties tonight. I'm really glad that you were able to get back on here, as I said, that's got unfortunate. And I believe that you're going to be hosting your own show very soon, and the mic very well, welcome to the family.
That's very great. Thank you so much, Jeanette. And really look forward to seeing what you and Sarah are going to get up to this evening. And I'm really looking forward to the show on Wednesday.
Okay, so when's your show starting, Jerry?
It starts this Wednesday evening at 9 p.m. UK time.
Okay, what's the theme of the show? Or is it going to be anything that the listeners might be interested in, kind of having a little sneak preview of tonight?
Oh, no, that would be telling. You're going to have to listen out now. Okay. I'm sure it's going to be, I hope it's going to be really interesting. Obviously, I'd like to be able to connect with anybody that calls into the show or any insight or tips or guidance. There will be a special guest, so you'll have to wait and find out. And yeah, there's a couple of little things I've got up my sleeve, apart from my arm, of course.
Wow. Okay. I'm sure that the listeners out there are going to reap benefit for having a little bit of Mr. Jerry Humphreys' wonderful, insightful sense of humour. And, of course, that lovely gift that you have with those cards that you're going to be using, your sense of knowing card. And I think what we're going to do, we can have a little chat about those, Jerry, and how those come about being.
The reason why I wanted to design my own card I just wanted something that was just like a beat, so I just meditated, and then before I knew it, the images started giving me, and I started to design on the computer, and next thing I know, 52 cards on the computer. I'm thinking, wow, this is amazing, but it hasn't stopped there because I've got another four sets done now. So it's rather taking off. Well, that's amazing.
I know that when you and I were working together in London, and you done me a little mini reading there with those wonderful clown cards. So how did they come about then, Jerry? Because they just look like photographs of clouds.
Well, everybody, I suppose, when they look up at the clouds, especially if it's a bright, sunny day, like today here in the UK, where you're in misty, foggy, and rainy. Everybody puts the image in the clouds. So I was literally standing outside my kitchen door, looking in the garden. And I looked up and I thought, I can make images or cards out of those. So whenever it was a bright, sunny day, I would get up early in the morning and I'd stand outside as the sun was coming up. If it was cloudy, I'd look at different images in the clouds and the vapor trails. And it's just, again, another card that's developed. I feel they're quite unique, but they're very visual. So it's a bit difficult to use them on radio. I use them on TV exhibitions because they're very visual cards. People seem to like them, and I get fun out of editing them.
Okay, well, that's very interesting, and it's also very unique to yourself, Jerry, because it's wonderful to create something that you can link into so strongly, that you've designed into yourself, which is wonderful. I think Sarah is back with us now. I'm just going to say hi, Sarah, with us. Are you there, Sarah?
Yeah, Sarah's ready to take these calls now, Jeanette. So, go over to the calls right now, and we'll see how it goes. Okay, Sarah, we're ready for you to take these calls.
Hello. Hello there. Hello, darling. Is that Tony?
It is, yes.
Yeah, I don't know whether we're live on air at the moment, to be perfectly honest with you. Yes, I think we are. I can hear myself. Yeah, good. Please excuse. We're testing this out tonight. This is a pilot, everybody. But we're hoping this is going to work really nicely, because what we want you to do is to email mike@mikespirit.fm. And give them a reason for you to be called to have a reading, to really be brought into the show. It doesn't necessarily have to be the Guiding Light show. It could be any of the shows during the week, okay? And I'd like to say, the first caller that we have in is Tony. And Tony, we tried to talk earlier, but we got cut off, didn't we? I'm sorry about that, sweetheart. But what I want to do is just have a little bit of a chat to you, have a little bit of a link in, and see if we can bring some communication to you and give you a little bit of a reading. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, that's fine. Thank you.
Lovely. Is there anything specifically that you want me to link into, Tony?
No.
Okay. Okay, let's have a look and see what we've got. As I'm sitting here, I feel like I've got quite a bad stomachache, okay? And I've got pressure towards my back as well, right? I also feel like I've got chest pain. So I don't know whether I've got one person from Spirit here or two people. Who was it? Particularly, I'm being drawn to the person with the chest pain. Who was it that passed to Spirit with quite a bad chest pain? Could have been heart attack, something like that.
I know quite a few people, but
yeah, go on, darling.
One in particular.
A gentleman.
Yes.
I've got a gentleman with me. I feel a lot of love for you. I feel like you are very special to me. He gives me the month of June. Now, is June relevant around you or him, Tony? Okay, you're not sure. All right. Just take the month of June as being relevant. But as I'm talking to you, I now feel like I've got like pressure on top of my head. Okay? So I don't know whether this is you, whether you've been a little bit stressed. Because sometimes when I feel like I've got a cap on my head, it's almost like I don't cope very well. Do you understand, sweetheart?
Yes.
Okay, so I don't know whether you've been feeling this, whether you feel like you've got a hat on your head. I know it sounds silly, but it's a sign of feeling a little bit low, okay, or having, you know, too much on, right?
Yeah.
I do want to bring you to the month of July as being very relevant with you as well. Was something to do with hospital in July, or was there an appointment or something around yourself or somebody who's very close to you?
Myself.
Okay, sweetheart. I get a sense that at this time it was quite worrying for you. Do you understand?
Yes.
Are there problems around the stomach area, darling?
Yes.
Okay. What I will say to you is that there's repair work, okay? I'm not a doctor, it's just what I can see. I can see repair work, and I can see having to work hard at this until around about January or February time, and then there's some sort of relief around it. I don't know whether you understand this, sweetheart, but I feel like around about the January, February time, it's going to get a little bit easier for you. Okay.
Right.
So. Now, your name's Tony. Are you named after an Anthony, or is there an Anthony in the family?
No.
Because I've got an Anthony linking in around you. Do you know of an Anthony around you on the earth plane?
Yes.
Okay, because they've just given me that name as being very relevant with you. And I also feel like I've got a March link with you as well, Tony. So is this somebody's birthday or somebody's passing?
Both.
Okay, sweetheart. This gentleman in spirit with me, I'm going to guess a little bit here. Is this dad, sweetheart? Because I feel like I'm either dad or granddad.
It's not dad.
Is it dad's side?
Yes.
Because I feel like I've got somebody who's like a dad. So to me, it's either dad or granddad, or maybe could even be uncle who's like a dad, somebody who's very close to me.
Granddad.
It's granddad. As we get the granddad link, my chest is getting a little bit heavier, so I know he's coming in a little bit closer with me as well. And he wants to give me the name Helen or Ellen. Is there a Helen or an Ellen around you?
Yes.
Okay, could you just take that as an evidential link, sweetheart?
Yeah.
I've feel there's a few tears around you, and I just want to wrap my arms around you and give you a really big love, okay? And that's from a spiritual sense, but it's also spirit coming and saying everything's going to be okay.
Okay.
Okay. There are worries around you, okay? Now, Tony, who is it that's got the bad eye? Hey there, darling.
Yeah. No one that I know of at the moment.
My right eye is
like stinging.
Okay, just take that right eye as stinging. I've got a little boy around you somewhere, Tony. Is he yours, or is he like a nephew or something like that?
I have a nephew on the Earth plane.
He's special. He's a special boy.
Yeah.
And you've got a lovely, lovely bond with him.
Yeah.
You understand? He absolutely adores you. And he does worry about you a little bit as well. And I think he senses this. You understand?
Yeah.
And what you need to do is have eye contact with him. As long as you look into his eyes, he feels safe and he's fine. Okay. But you, Tony, I feel next year is quite positive for you. I see a lot of sunlight around you around about the April time. And I feel the sunlight. I don't know whether you've got a conditional suit where you need to be out in the sunlight. And the sunlight really makes a big difference to you. Do you understand?
Yeah.
And I want you to be warm and in the sunshine. And I get a sense, I mean, this weather that we have in England and Wales, where you are, is, you know, very, we don't know where we are, do we? But I feel like there's a warm holiday coming around about the April time. And I want to say to you, I can see Tenerife. I don't know if you've been thinking about going to Tenerife or booking a holiday, but I can see Tenerife around you. Okay? But there's a little bit of repair work to be done before we get there. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. Do you want to ask me any questions, sweetheart?
No, thank you.
Who's John?
I know a few Johns.
You know a few Johns, okay.
Yeah.
I feel like with you, there's a local social club. It feels like it's on a corner, and it feels like it's got a barren area to it as well. Do you know where I'm talking about with this? What I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I feel this place is quite a good place for you. I would almost like when I go there, I forget everything and I have a real good laugh. Do you understand?
Yes.
And I like it there for you. And I think as much as you can get there is the best that you can do. You know, try and do that as much as you can. Because I feel free when I'm there. When I'm linking into your energy around there, I feel free. And I get the name Coed or Coed. Coed or Coed. Coed. Is that a half of a name of an area or something? Coed or Coed?
Yeah, it's Coed. It's pronounced Coed.
I'm sorry, I'm just a messenger. Coed. You understand that? Coed.
Yes.
And they're just giving that as an evidential link around you. Okay. Who's William, Tony?
Yeah, and I know of one or two both on the Earth plane and
in spirit. Okay.
Yeah.
I feel William in spirit is around you as well. Okay.
Right.
And I just feel you need Manny hugs, men around you to hug you. You understand at the moment.
Right, okay. Yeah.
I'm gonna be rude and gonna cheeky. Is there a relationship in there, sweetheart?
Well, with myself?
Yeah.
No.
You're only on radio, don't worry. Everybody can hear, but I do feel that there's somebody coming in around you, darling, and I feel you're going to meet him at a hospital. Okay.
Right, okay.
If you haven't already met him, you will do. But I feel you're going to meet him at a hospital, and I feel he's got fair hair. He's got, like, blonde, curly hair, okay? I don't know if you go for blonde, curly hair, but that's what I get. He's wavy, but he's got quite a sort of open face. You like an open face, and you don't like hair on people's face. You understand?
No.
Yeah, so he's clean-shaven, and it's almost like his hair's cut very neatly so that you can see his whole face, and that's really important to you. Because I get a feeling that your granddad or somebody close to you used to put their hands on your face.
Yes.
You understand me? And I feel
that
granddad is holding your face. And loving you and looking at you and adoring you, darling. And what I want to say is there will be a man that comes into your life that will do this. And that will be really special for you. Because I think if somebody holds your face, it's a really special place, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it's almost like very endearing. And they're saying, you're special, you're beautiful. And I just see this guy coming in around you doing this. And I, you know, I want to give you a name, James. I've got a James coming in for you. I'm quite excited about that. And don't think that you're not going to meet anybody or you won't be with anybody, because you will be.
Right, okay, thank you.
I'm signing you off in July. I don't know why I'm signing you off in July. It's not me personally, by the way. But they're telling me they're signing you off in July.
Right, okay. I'm going to take that as a positive and not a negative.
Positive, my darling. I hope that's helped you.
Yep, that's brilliant. Thank you
so much for phoning up and being our first caller that's come via email via Mike Davis.
That's fine. Thank you very much.
Hi, darling. Have a nice night.
And you.
Hi, darling. Okay, thank you, Tony. I do believe we have somebody else on the line who we're going to bring through. Have we got Marilyn there?
Yes.
Hello, Marilyn, darling. How are you?
Okay, thank you.
Are you all right coming through on the radio?
Yes, thank you.
Good. You sound lovely, absolutely lovely. As I'm talking to you, I feel really proud. I don't know why. Proud.
Oh, right, yeah.
There's a proud man around you, Marilyn, a very proud man. And I feel like he had, you know how like a cockerel or a chicken's got one of these big chests? And they're
top of
I feel like he's quite big around the chest, specifically around the top of his chest, quite muscly and quite big, okay? And a stoutish-looking man, but a very strong-looking man for me. And I feel like he's got quite a thick neck, okay? And I see almost like a mine or something to do with mines around this man. So did you have anybody in your family that was a miner?
Yeah.
Okay. Because he's so proud, but he's so gentle and he's so lovely at the same time. Do you understand? So I've got a name here, but I'm not too sure if it's his name or whether he's connecting around you. And it's the name Taylor. Who's Taylor?
I'm not sure.
It could be a first name or it could be a second name. Just watch out for it. It's giving me the month of Taylor. Okay. This gentleman's telling me about December as well. Is there something in December, like a party other than Christmas? A celebration that you... It's like a birthday or something, or a big celebration?
Yeah.
Okay. Because he's telling me he's going to be there when we have this celebration around about this December time. Okay. Bryn. Is it Bryn?
No.
Bryn? I don't know how to spell it. Does it sound like that? Bryn? B-R-Y-N. Bryn.
Oh, right. No.
Is there a Bryn around you?
No.
Could you just take that name, which is something that sounds like that? I mean, it might be Gwyn. I don't know if it's Gwyn or...
Gwyn, yeah.
Is it Gwyn, Sweetie? Sorry.
Yeah, G-W-Y-N, yeah.
Is it Guayen? Okay. Take that name as linking. Is this this gentleman or is it somebody else? Because around this I've got the chest pains.
No, that's not the one.
Okay. I've got chest pains here and I feel like I've got a lady with me now.
Right.
And she's giggling. She's a giggler.
Yeah.
Oh. She's making me laugh because it's almost like everything... I'm not saying that she didn't take anything seriously in life, but she had a really light, fluffy nature. And I feel like she'd laugh a lot of things off and she just had this giggly way about her. If somebody was going to cause trouble, it would bounce completely off her. She was a very robust lady. And she gives me the month of May as being relevant as well. Is this birthdays around you or passings around you?
Yes, there's birthdays and
yes. All right, darling. Who's Rachel?
A friend of mine, yeah.
She's just telling me about Rachel. Okay. Now, is Rachel good to you, sweetheart?
Yeah, she's a friend of mine, yeah.
A friend. Because she's just telling me she knows that Rachel is all around you. Now, who has problems with their throat? Because my throat is very dry.
I don't know.
Okay. My throat has gone really dry. So it's either somebody in the spirit world or somebody around you. Something to do with my throat. And I get a sense it's something to do with medication. You know, sometimes you take medication and it has an effect, physical effect on you.
That's
medication's
right,
been taken, but it's given somebody a dry throat. Is this you, sweetheart?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all it is. It's just medication. They're just telling me it's the type of tablets that you're taking and it's a side effect. Okay.
Yes.
Now, are you wanting to do some painting, Marlene? Because I feel like I want to paint, or I feel like I want to decorate a room and prepare it for something.
I would like to.
Yeah, okay. Well, you need to... I think you haven't asked as well. I think that everybody comes to you and you help everybody out. And in your mind, you've been...
Hello.
Get that down for you.
Hello, hello.
We've got somebody else on the line, I think, there, Marilyn. Marilyn, is there anything you want to ask me, sweetheart?
No.
Okay, well, I'd like to say lovely, lovely, lovely talking to you, and thank you for coming on the Guiding Lights show, and we'd like to see you on future shows.
Hi there, yeah. Sarah. Sarah, can you hear me?
I can, darling, yes.
Okay, because I just want to ask this lovely lady that you were speaking to, who is Ruby or Rosie connected to this lovely lady?
I'll pan you over then, Jeanette, and I'll pop the phone down. Okay, sweetheart.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi there, darling. Can you tell me who is Ruby or Rosemary connected to you, please, my love?
Rose, yes.
Rose, okay,
yes.
Because I'm just getting an energy of a rose, and I'm just being presented with a rose as well. So I didn't know whether or not this is a lady called Rose, or whether she wanted to give me a rose to give to you, or maybe both. Okay, because she's coming in now. Okay, I'm coming in with a lot of love. So I do feel that there was a big bond and a lovely connection between you and this lovely lady.
Could have been, yes.
Yeah, because I'm drawn to a lot of love coming through from this, but I do feel that Rose, did she have problems, darling, with her leg or her foot, or is that around you? Because I'm just feeling a lot of pain from my knee down.
Yes.
Is that her or you, please? That's you. Okay, because what I'm feeling, I don't know whether or not this is a toe or something wrong with your foot, but I feel like as though my toes are hurting me badly, so I don't know if it's an ingrowing toenail or whether there's something like that that needs to be locked up, but I'm just getting that sensation that down my leg, especially around the feet, is very, very painful. Do you understand that, sweetheart?
Yes, yes.
Okay, well, she's aware of that, and as we're speaking, she's rubbing your feet, okay, because I feel that she wants to heal you, she wants to help you, she wants to make you better.
Right.
And she's bringing in a lot of love for you. And I'd just like to bring that love for you, for the spirit world. And I know that Sarah has given you some lovely messages tonight, but I was very drawn to giving you this little message before you went off the line tonight. And I'd just like to say thank you so much for coming on to the Guiding Light Show with us.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, my love. It's been a pleasure. Bye-bye.
Okay,
wow.
So that was wonderful, wasn't it?
Certainly was. So, if any of you want to connect in that way, we had the fantastic Tony and the lovely Marilyn, two very special ladies. I'd like to say thank you very much indeed for calling into the show. Okay, Mike@mikespirit.fm. Okay.
Fantastic. So we go for a song now, and then we're going to be opening the lines then the normal way.
That's absolutely lovely.
Hello.
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 Jeanette, I think that Ken wants you to take this caller next, I think.
Okay, then. Okay, I thought we were going over to a song. All right, then, my love. No problem at all. Okay, who am I speaking to, darling? Is that Desiree?
Yes, Desiree.
Hello. Desiree. You're through to Jeanette, Anne. Thank you for calling Guiding Light. How can I help you this evening, please?
Will angels help me with my gift, and will I financially benefit?
Okay, sweetheart. Now then, your gift. I'm drawn very much to a lot of turquoise around you, darling, so I'm drawn to healing. And I feel as well that it's about communication and self-confidence with you, because I feel like a while ago, I feel you had a blockage, and it's almost as if you have lost a little bit of confidence in that. Do you understand, my love?
Yes.
Right. Okay, because I feel that you are going to overcome this, because your guides are working with you. And I'm really drawn to you doing some kind of healing course. I don't know whether or not you already are a Reiki healer, but if you're not, I really do feel that you should be, because there's a wonderful amount of energy around you, darling. But I do feel more that you need to get that passion back, because it's almost as if Either family members or there's been issues around your family that have kind of knocked you off your feet a little bit, and it's kind of knocked your self-confidence as well. Do you understand that?
Actually, I couldn't really hear you. You're echoing really bad.
Right, okay. I'll try to say that. What I could say again for you, okay? I feel that with you... You've had family issues around you that have been really bad, that's pulling you down. Do you understand, my love?
Yes.
Right. And this is what's blocking you. Because you see, there's a lot of spirituality there with you, but you haven't had the freedom, if you like, to focus on this side of your nature, because you've been fetched back to reality all the time by difficulties. I'm feeling a male energy around this. It's either brother, son, that's been difficult to you or been difficult with you. And I'm also getting as well a little bit of forked tongue. So there's a little bit of either backstabbing or talking behind backs or something that's not gelling right. Do you understand that, please?
Right, yes.
Okay, and I feel these things have been pulling your energy down. So what you have to do is, I know that you really do want to heal these family issues, but I do feel, okay, that what you have to do is just kind of distance yourself from it. Because I feel that you have to stay optimistic, because things are going to get easier on that level within the next few months. It's almost as if you are going to be speaking, and I feel that someone is very passionate about what they think. So it's like strong conflicting opinions here, a lot of red energy on this. And it's almost like as though there's talk about finances and there's about difficulties. So it's really just like a big melting pot of issues that need to be resolved, but they will be. And I would say for you, definitely focus on your healing. Definitely focus on opening your chakras, if you like, to allow new energy to come forward to you. Tell me, my love, are you already working with your guide? Because I feel that there's a religious person working closely with you.
He might be helping me, but I don't know if he is. But somebody keeps, like, touching my head.
Yeah, well, that would be him, okay, just to let you know that he's around you, because I'm very, very drawn, okay, to a monk, you know, in a brown hood. So this is definitely a religious figure coming in around you. And I feel as well that you definitely need to be focusing on getting your own energy back to a balanced pitch so that you can start focusing on this. I also feel that I've got a lady from the other side coming in, okay, and I feel that before she passed, she was very much not able to get about, so I'm feeling very much restricted. Do you understand this, please?
Yes, that would be my mother.
Right. Because I feel like as though if I had to communicate with someone, it was very difficult, because I'm either getting angry because I used to shake something, you know, or I used to be stamp, stamp, stamp. So did she have something that she used to bang to get people to come to her?
Or did she get annoyed
and she used to shake something? Because I'm feeling that that's what she was like before she passed. She was getting very angry at the situation around her.
Well, she probably was getting, because she couldn't walk and stuff, so she probably was getting
Well, she can walk now, darling, and dance and sing because she's at peace now. And she wants you to, you know, resolve the issues that's in your family, or if you can't distance yourself away from it, it's her that comes in. I feel she's also touching your hair. Did she have very, very pretty eyes, darling? And I'm drawn to lighter eyes.
Oh, yes, yes, beautiful eyes.
Blue eyes, beautiful. Because
when
I see her
face, they were hazel. And
but there was like these lovely green tones in these eyes. Okay,
yes.
Because when I'm seeing her face, that's all I'm seeing is these lovely eyes looking at me. And I feel that her hair was very glamorous when she was younger, very silky hair, very nice hair.
Oh, yes, she loved her hair.
Okay, because she showed me, she's like giving me a hair, so I feel it was long. Okay, it was longer rather than short. It was a mane of hair.
Actually, she had short hair.
In the end, but when she was younger, I feel
it. Oh, yeah, when she was younger, yeah, she had long hair.
She showed me the hair when she was younger. But what I have to say to you is take her love with you, okay, because she's there. She's there giving you guidance. She's there helping you through these difficulties. She wants you to realize, okay, that sometimes by timing, is that's what it's all about. And I feel that sometimes we try to rush things, and things have got a habit of working out when they are meant to work out. But I do feel that it is time, okay, for you to clear your energy with all these negative things that are holding you back and really start working with your own gifts that you have.
So you see me working with my gifts and financially getting better?
I feel for you that this is a step-by-step progress and that you definitely have got the ability. I feel that you need to start believing in yourself more and start focusing on doing something that you enjoy that will bring you, you know, something that you feel like it's all you. You really enhance yourself by learning discovery, that's the word, and maybe in time if you put in enough practice, yes. But it is there for you, okay? It is definitely that energy.
Where is the healing at, in my words or in my hands?
Both. Both. Both, my love. Because you have got the ability to heal people. I'm really drawn to Reiki with you. And that's all about, you know, putting your hands and also your words, because words are very soothing as well.
So it's more with my words.
Yes, whichever way you feel comfortable, darling.
Okay.
I'm
going
to have to leave it with you, darling, because as much as I'd love to continue with this, I have got quite a lot of orders waiting to come in, and I just would like to say thank you so much for coming through tonight, Desiree.
Okay, well, thank you.
And God bless, and goodbye.
God bless you, too. Bye-bye.
Goodbye, my love.
You. you got yours too. Just trust in me, like I trust in you. As long as we've been together, it should be so easy to do. Just get yourself together. Oh, we might as well say goodbye. What good is a love affair when you can't see eye to eye?
If you don't know me by now, and the fantastic Celine Dion, I'm Alive. Well, I think we're all alive just about, aren't we, guys? I'm going to bring in the fantastic Jerry Humphreys now. Jerry, are you there?
I'm not sure if I'm alive or not yet. I'll let you know.
Jerry, I can hear you. You've got a pulse. You are alive. So, Jerry, you've got your show starting on Wednesday, haven't you? And I'm so excited about that.
I'm a hologram, really. Yes, I have, sir.
What's it called?
On Wednesday. I'm really looking forward to it.
I know. Soul Purpose. And you know what, Jerry? I was listening to you on Sunday night when you're on Mike's show. And it's got to say something when you listen to somebody, and I know you so well, and I'm thinking, I want a reading. You know, that tells you you've got a really fantastic spiritual energy there who gives the most wonderful readings. And you're going to have to give me one soon, Jerry, but not tonight. That's a big no-no. And we do in the background have the fantastic Mike Davis, and I think it'd be only nice on our new pilot of bringing in the email system where we can contact you for him to come and do a reading as well. But Jerry, I'm going to hand you over to Leanne, and then we'll bring Mike in afterwards. Okay. Are you there, Leanne? Leanne, are you there, sweetheart?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Is that Leanne?
No, this is somebody who's been waiting on the phone since before you started. Actually, a month ago, I heard you the first time, and I was like, wow.
Okay, darling. Oh, what's your name, sweetheart?
My name is Eileen.
Eileen. Oh, it's my fault. It's my fault. I misread the name. It wasn't Leanne. It is you, sweet. It is you that we're waiting to speak to. We have... the fantastic Jerry Humphreys here. Now, Jerry's got a show himself on Wednesday, so you take note of that, but I'm going to hand you over to him and have a lovely reading.
Okay, thank you.
There you go, Jerry.
Good evening, lovely. How are you?
Great, thank you. I heard you back in the beginning of last month.
And you've come back for more?
No, I was just listening. I thought you were brilliant.
That's very sweet. Thank you. Now, what would you like me to look at for you, my lovely? Or is there anything specific you want me to focus on? Or
I wanted to...
you have a question.
Well, I have a few things on my mind. It's in relationship to the expansion of my business with a special company.
Right. Say no more. Let me just have a look and see what's going on here. I don't want you to give me too much information because otherwise I'm not going to be very psychic if you tell me what's happening. So let me have a look for you and see what's... what's happening around you. Right. Okay. Now, I'm going to say right from the outset, and people who know me and the way that I work, the one thing that I always am is honest. So I'm going to jump in with both my big feet, if that's all right with you, and tell you that you can be your own worst enemy. And you're not recognizing just actually how good you are at driving yourself forwards. And coming from somebody I pick up with you who's very creative, you're very gentle, you don't like saying no to anybody really, you'd rather just keep saying yes. But in business and in anything to do with work, you know, we're living in a very tough world at the moment, and I just would like you to sort of, my guides are saying, toughen up a little bit. Because what you've got here is a huge, and I'm saying huge, and I want to underline the word about 16,000 times, a huge amount of success coming in. Yes, there are some interesting challenges ahead, but if you see them as challenges and not as obstacles, then there's nothing that you can't overcome. Now, one of these challenges, which is going to present itself to you within the next 6 weeks, I'm afraid it's going to require you to really blow your own trumpet. And I mean really blow it loudly so that people know who you are and what you're capable of doing. And it also may require you just to jump into a part of the business or just jump into a situation that you're not sure if it's going to hold water or not, but you're just going to have to take faith and leap. Because... between now and, where are we, October, November, December, January, I'm counting on my fingers, November, December, January, February, April, thank you, April next year, it's a growth cycle coming up. immediately the next month of November is a big month for you. But I just want you to let go of whatever this worry or concern is, because you've got a lot of angelic energy around you as well. And if you can tap into that, as well as using that wonderful razor-sharp mind that you've got, then I tell you what, before you know it, you'll be driving around in a Rolls Royce, literally. That's how far you can get. But at this moment, you've got to allow yourself to be who you really are. Does that make sense?
Yes, I am. And the company I've been working with for 3 years, I've always been doing everything myself. You know what I mean? Like, I'm self-published. So I've always been the master of my ship. And I know Spirit has always brought me the people to work with.
Okay.
And the relationship I have with these people is great. I have no problem. I just want to expand it to a bigger audience. And they're the ones who can get me out there. And we've been doing that. And interestingly enough, my work's selling in Australia, which is, you know, I serve the planet.
It's not just the Southern Hemisphere, though, that you're going to be connecting with, because I'm also seeing a connection across into not just the UK, but into Europe. And I know you've also got links coming up with New Zealand as well as Australia.
Okay, good. Yeah, because I've been working with people in Britain since the 60s. So I know what you're saying, and
good.
I know there's a big jump right around the corner, and I'm in a complex right now of creativity, which I'm preparing for by doing my work.
The other thing that I want to say is that there has been a bit of a bottleneck with one or two people within this company that you have a current link with, because I feel that they were a little bit frightened of you expanding so much that you'd leave them behind. Does that ring a bell with you? Does that make sense?
I'm working with one person, Jay. His name is Jay, and I'm an artist, and he has a whole line of my paintings on the ship. And they sold 4 this past year, and he says, we're not doing so well with your originals. But I know better, because I've been selling my originals for 40 years, and that's how I live on this earth.
So absolutely.
I think their pricing is, like, through the roof. You know, I think it's, like, crazy. And that's probably part of the reason, and they don't offer it with the highest materials, and I do. I have really good integrity. So it hurts me a little bit. So maybe God, you know, the Spirit doesn't want me to sell them or put my originals on the ships anymore.
I would suggest not, because what I'm seeing, as I said, there is your awareness is very acute. So you know exactly what is going on. So you really don't need me to be telling you from what my guides are showing me here. But there is, as I said, you are a force to be reckoned with now, but the way that your energy is expanding, there's a huge amount more to come through for you. So all I can say in closing, lovely, is that if you ever get a problem and you're not sure which direction to go in, I would always link with the raven, the medicine animal, the raven. It's all about magic and synchronicity. And if you ask just before you go to sleep to receive any messages from the raven, in your dream time you will do. And that will really show you the direction that you need to move into.
Okay, that's cool. Do you see my environment, my physical house changing?
Your physical house changing?
Yeah, because...
No, not at the moment, to be honest.
Okay, cool.
I feel if it's going to... I feel you're going to have to maybe put that on ice just temporarily, but the best time for... anything to do with the home or building new foundations around home life is going to be around April 2013.
Cool. Okay, so everything's coming up for April. So right now I'm just going to focus on my painting. Great.
But just one last thing before I have to let you go. Please remember, it must not be all work and no play.
No, I take care of everything.
Good.
I'm very much into Mother Nature and my physical movement.
Excellent. Well, that's going to keep you one step ahead of everybody as well, then.
Thank you. I
Bless
appreciate
you. Thank you so much for your call.
Blessings. Many.
Bless love and light to you. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Take care.
Oh, that was nice, Jerry. Absolutely lovely. Well done.
Thank you. What a lady.
Oh, no. You both gelled really well together. There was a lovely share between you, wasn't there? Fantastic communication. There we go. Mike is in the background there, and we'll probably come in a little bit later. But we are going to go over to Ashley now. Are you there, Ashley?
Yes, I am.
Hello, sweetheart.
Hello.
Is it your first time for calling into the show?
I've called Mike Spirit FM, but I don't think I've talked with you before.
Okay, well, I'm Sarah May, because I know you've got a couple of ladies working. Sometimes you can't quite tell who's who. I'm Sarah May. Jeanette's there as well. She's here on the show. She'll be taking the next caller. Is there anything specific that you wanted to talk about, sweetheart, or ask me about, or do you just want me to link in with you?
Just to link in with me. That would be great.
Okay. As I'm talking to you, I'm rubbing my hands together, Ashley, and I'm sort of rubbing them very sort of intensely. So I feel like somebody around you does this, or somebody in the spirit world did it. Do you understand this? I'm cupping my two hands together and I'm just rubbing them, almost like I'm warming my hands, but it's almost like when I feel under pressure, this is what I do. I mean, for me specifically, it's usually clenching my teeth. I clench my teeth when I'm stressed, but this person rubs their hands together. Is this you or somebody around you?
I don't know. I can kind of imagine it, but I don't.
Yeah.
It could be my husband.
Ah, okay, lovely. I've got an April link with you, Ashley. Somebody's birthday or passing in April?
Yes.
Good. Not good, but, you know, just I've got the link there with you.
Right.
I also feel I've got a tickly right ear, so I feel like somebody's maybe had something wrong with their right ear as well. It's really tickling, almost though like I've got to have it syringed.
That's not ringing a bell.
Have a think about it, because that's just there. I do want to give you the name Michael as well. Ashley, is this around you anywhere? Michael.
I can think of some in the living.
Yes, I don't always. It's often the spirit people will tell me about people who are living, but it doesn't mean that I'm killing them off or anything like that. It's just that I've talked. You know, it's like an evidential link. Okay, just to say Michael, they call out the name Michael. Okay, I also have a Robert linking in around you, Ashley. Have you got a Robert around you anywhere? Bobby
in the
or
living.
Robert. Yeah. Okay. So they're just telling me about people that are around you, and I can see a big tree. I'm looking out of a window, and the window is almost like elevated off the ground. And in sort of a grassy garden area, I can see quite a big prominent tree, which is one that maybe you would have a swing on or sit on, you know, really one that a child would love. Do you understand where I am with this tree?
Well, that could be one that we had in our backyard until recently.
Okay, because you're just telling me about this tree, and I was quite attached to this tree. All right. They give me the month of January around you, Ashley, where I feel there's changes coming in. I'm coming in after Christmas. I feel like I don't really want to make any changes before Christmas. But I do feel, you know, your husband, you're saying that maybe it's him that rubs his hands together, that there may be changes coming in around roles and contracts connected with work with your husband. Okay. Now, is he thinking about recontracting or doing something different?
Yes, he is.
Yeah. Is he talking about being self-employed?
Well, in a way, he is self-employed, but,
yeah.
I mean, that's always an option.
He contracts out, does he? Does he get contracts for work, which are for a certain amount of time, and then he'll move on and do something else?
Just with his clients, he does. But he works for one company and stays with that one company.
Okay. But I don't feel that he's actually employed by them. I feel that he signs a contract for a certain time, and then it you know, it changes. That's
more like my career, actually.
Oh, is that your career, sweetheart? Okay, let's have a look and see where we're going. Right. I've got the word green. So is green connected around your work, the name of the place that you work at, a green room or a green on a website or something like that? Do you understand this?
Well, the companies I work with are considered, you know, like environmentally green in that way, but...
Yeah, because I was thinking it was more of a spin on the word than the actual colour. So that's where we're linking here. I do see there's changes around you as well, Ashley. I feel like I want to sign something. I feel like I want to get it checked. And this is coming up in about 2 or 3 weeks' time. Okay. So it's almost like I need to get something approved or checked. And around this, I feel like there's a John link with it. So just wait and see if you don't already know a John around your working connections. A John will appear around work for you. And there, when I see this John or this person connected around John, I do feel that there's changes and a landslide coming for you where things will be a little bit easier for you. Because I just feel around you at the moment, you're not too sure. You need to be a little bit more stability. Do you understand?
Yeah, there's a John that I'm still tied with from a previous job, and I think it would actually be helpful if I cut that tie. I don't know whether that would be.
I think so, because I've got it around the work, I've got the John link, and I feel like there's a contract. And remember when I said to you, you need to look at the details or almost like get a sister involved or something like that. I didn't say that, but that's what I was feeling, that you need to look into the way that it's done. And I feel this is coming up in about 2.5 weeks' time, 3 weeks' time, talking about this and actually coming to some sort of agreement where you can let that go. And then I feel after that, like I say, a landslide where the world's your oyster, and there'll be changes coming in around that. Okay.
Wonderful.
Do you understand? Okay. So I think this is really what you needed to know at the moment. But somebody in the spirit world had very bad headaches, Ashley. A lady.
Mm-hmm. Was it younger or older? Do you know?
Let me look. I have blonde hair. Has blonde hair. Mm-hmm. Or mousy coloured hair. Do you understand this?
I think I do know who that is.
Yeah, because when you say younger or older, it's almost like I could be fed there, so I didn't want to answer that, to be honest with you. So I asked them to give me something, and she said, I have blonde hair.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the person with the blonde hair. And the headache comes from the back of the neck right over to the top of my head to my eyes. So it's almost like it lifted. I can't explain it, but it's strange because I often get people's sensations, feelings of what people have had. But it just almost like went over really quickly. Okay. And I feel like I passed to the spirit world very, very quickly. So I don't know whether I was not actually physically ill, but there's some sort of accident or something that occurred. Do you understand this?
I think I do, yeah.
You do, okay. Who's Laurie?
I don't know, but I lost a friend that was the first part of her name.
That's it then, darling, it's Laurie. Okay. Mm-hmm. Bringing her love around you. I don't know whether you've been thinking about her recently, but she's bringing, and if you have, it's because she knew she was going to communicate, and this is often the case. Okay, but I am finger pricking here, so somebody's had diabetes as well. All right. And so that's either somebody in the spirit world or somebody around you. Okay. Thank you so much for calling into Guiding Light, sweetheart. If you want to listen back to the show, you can go back to the archives in Blog Talk Radio. And this is the same for everybody connected with the show and listen to your reading. And it's been lovely talking to you.
Lovely to talk with you. You have a beautiful voice.
Oh, thank you.
And thank you so much for the messages today.
Big pleasure. Thanks for calling in. Okay. I'm going to call in my friend Jeanette Coon now. Are you there, Jeanette?
I certainly am, yeah. We've been having some lovely readings tonight. It's been a really excellent show.
Oh, it is. Jeanette, are you taking the next call, sweetheart?
Yeah, I'll take the next call. That'd be lovely.
Okay. I think we've got Jill on the line.
Hi, Jill. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Hello.
Hi, Jill. Welcome to Guiding Lights. You're talking to Jeanette Ann. How can I help you this evening, please, my love?
Do I need to ask you a question, or can you just come up with a message?
Whatever you want, my love. Whatever you want.
How about if you come up with a message?
Okay, no problem. Right, now then, as I'm linking in with your energy, okay, I feel that there's a lot of imbalance around you, Jill. Do you understand that?
A lot of what? I'm sorry.
Imbalance. There's a lot of an imbalance around you, darling.
Yes.
Yes, and I feel that this is connecting with your family, because I've got family issues around you that have been causing you a lot of problems, and also as well making you feel like as though you're pretty unsure about where you need to be heading. Do you understand that feeling? Are you thinking about moving, darling?
No, but I don't know. Do you see me having to move?
I don't see you having to move, because nobody has to move. But I do feel that you felt like as though you'd like to walk away and leave people to get on with it. So I don't know whether or not this is something that you feel like just momentarily, or whether this is actually something that you will really consider doing more towards the summer of next year. If you do go, I feel that you will go around about the summertime.
Okay.
Okay, because I feel
move.
It's... Sorry?
I would move if I met someone. Do you see me meeting someone?
I feel that the world is your oyster, darling, and I do see a relationship coming in around about March time for you, okay? I feel that you may already kind of know this guy, or you've known of him from before, because it's like as though you're going to meet this guy when there's a christening or a wedding or a family get-together and you're going to be there.
Okay.
So it's like someone's going to say, oh, look, who's over there? I'm really George. Do you know a George, please?
I can't think of anyone right now.
Okay, either a George or a Jerry, because I'm really drawn to that kind of G-E-O or the G-E-E sound coming in with this guy. So if you don't know him right now, keep hold of that, because I really do feel that with you, it's all about just getting yourself back on track. Did the last person that you was with, my love, did they let you down badly?
Yes.
Yes. Because I do feel that you've had your heart broken, and also trust has been broken as well. So, Jill, it's like as though you've really been closed down to your two chances. It's like, I want love, but I'm afraid just to be hurt again. Do you understand that feeling?
Yes.
Yes. Well, you have to sometimes take a leap of faith, okay? Because sometimes in life we do need to just take chances and get our feet back into the water. And I see lots more fun for you in 2006, and less hassle and less upset around families. So it's like you're going to be distancing yourself away from the family niggles and letting them more to get on with it, because I feel like as though with you, you're relied overly heavily by other people, so you feel like as though you're always running around for other people. Do you understand that, Jill?
Yes.
Yes. So you have to draw a fine line by doing things to people, darling, but not openly kind of giving up your whole life for other people, because I'm just so drawn to you turning things around for yourself in 6 months' time.
Why does my family continue? I have two sisters. Why do they continue to abuse me?
Simple answer to that one, darling, is because you continue to allow them. I feel what I really want to give you is actually boundaries. And you need to set boundaries on what you will and won't accept. If you feel that your sisters are becoming using you or kind of taking you for granted, because I feel with you, you're very giving as a person. You're very open to family and friends. And it's almost like as though your home is open all the time, and they kind of abuse that hospitality that you've given them over the years.
Yes.
Yeah. And I think you need to start saying no occasionally if it doesn't suit you, really focusing on, I'm not doing this, because I feel like there's one sister. I feel that she is the younger of the two sisters, and she can be a little bit high maintenance. It's almost like as if she feels like it's all, you've got to be constantly sorting out her life for her. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, well, she is quite capable of doing it. It's just that it's gone this way for so long that you've stood in and organised and taken over. It's almost as if she feels like as though it just happens now that you, kind of, Jill, are the one that she goes to, and you do pick up the tabs, really, and pick up the mess that she has made in her life, you know? And I think what I have to say to you, and I feel this is a message from Spirit, is that you are entitled to your own happiness. And life for you is as happy as you want to make it. Now, we've been talking tonight about soulmate connections, okay? And I do feel that there is someone out there who has been worth waiting for you. But I really do have to say to you, you've got to love yourself first. Because otherwise, how can you, you know, how can you give love if you just allow people to walk all over to the extent that, you know, that they are? So I would just say back away from all of this negativity with your sisters and the family, and really, really just focus on your own personal happiness. I just see a big, huge freedom. It's like letting go of control. So you are letting go of the reins of your sisters' lives, so they have to start taking up more care and charge of their own lives, and then you will be free to do what you want.
Okay.
And that will help you greatly.
I'm the
youngest of the two. The youngest of the two sisters. Yes, but the youngest of the two sisters I'm talking about, she seems to be the one that's very, very draining and very, very needy all the time to you. Do you understand that, my love?
Yeah, she wants to be the victim when I'm the one who is always victimized.
There we go. So this, I feel, has always been the way it is, and it's like a pattern that's been forming out over the years. But as I say, you have to love yourself first. And you have to let go of all these control issues that have been embedded in you, and the way that you and your sisters kind of live your lives. You just need to stop, stand back, reestablish yourself in your own power, put out your own energy to the universe that you want happiness. It is coming. I feel like, so I just need to say, free yourself from all these ties, and you will feel a lot better.
Okay.
Okay, my love. And I'm going to have to leave you go, because we have got a song coming in now, and we have got other people on.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for connecting with
Guiding Light. Thank you. That was excellent.
Okay, darling. Thank you very much. Glad you enjoyed the reading. Bye-bye now. Bye.
Bye.
There we go. I think we're going to go over to a song, and then it's going to be back to the lines to be open. So I'm just going to pass over to Mr. P, our producer, to put a song on for us this evening. Wow, that was really lovely, and I'd like to welcome you all back, and I hope you enjoyed that selection of tunes that we picked for you all this evening. I do believe we've got the lovely Mr. Jerry Humphreys there waiting to take the next caller on the line, and I'd like to introduce to area caller 917 and say hi, welcome to Guiding Lights.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Hello. Hi there.
Hello,
darling. I'm going to pass you on to the lovely Mr. Jerry Humphreys, who's going to do your, you know, read for you this evening. I'm just going to pass you over. Can I just take your name, please?
Kerry.
Okay. Are you there, Jerry?
I am indeed, Jeanette.
Okay, then I'm going to pass you over to Kerry.
Well, hi, Kerry.
Hi.
Can I just ask whereabouts you're calling from?
Alaska.
Wonderful. Now, how can I help you this evening, Kerry? Is there something specific you want me to focus on, or would you just want me to dive in and see what comes through for you?
If you just see what comes through, I think that would be cool.
Okay, I have a feeling, though, there's a question lurking in the background. Well, let me have a look and see what spirit are going to give you with their wonderful guidance and insight here. Okay. Right, okay, well, I feel that this is a time for you to be reevaluating, pondering, and reflecting on maybe life, the universe, and everything. I want to put some fresh starts and fresh energy in with you. There seems to be something or someone that you're having to wait around for at the moment. Does that make sense?
Yes.
It's like there's been a block with communication or contact I'm picking up on here. And as I'm looking at this, Kerry, my guide is saying to me that you've got some very interesting decisions coming up within about the next 6 to 7 weeks. And I feel it's time for you to let the past go. And they're showing me it's time to make new starts. Do you understand that?
I do.
You have a lot of very gentle energy coming from you, Kerry, but I feel that sometimes people don't always appreciate this, and there's one person around that has been around you who I feel has been very much in a bit of what I call a head spin, and they really have been having a problem trying to resolve a few old issues of their own, and there's been a lot of old emotional memories flying around. But what I'm seeing here is, as I said, it is time to let go, I feel. But I also want to say there's an emotional scar with you that hasn't healed. Do you understand that?
Yes.
There is very much with you, your heart is very much like an open book. And I feel this is where maybe you just need to gather your little spiritual security blanket around you and just maybe take some time out, particularly through the next month of November. The planet Mercury goes into retrograde next month, which means it appears to be going backwards. And when Mercury appears to be going backwards and it's in retrograde, it is a time of reflection. It can be a time of reevaluation. It can also be a time of setting your sights on new starts. And particularly when it comes to emotional matters with you, or matters of the heart with you, I feel that this is a time when you can really connect with the right person or the right people who are going to bring something to you, rather than very much, you know, I feel in the past, either take you for granted or show you very little or no respect, if you understand that.
Mm-hmm. I understand what you're saying.
Have you been doing some cosmic ordering or writing out a wish list to the universe, Kerry? I just feel that you've been offering your thoughts up and wondering.
Yeah, I have.
I thought so. Have you actually got a wish list written out yet?
You know, I started one about, a year and a half ago, and then I moved and that folder was lost, and there was, I was actually writing a song for somebody, and when that folder got lost, I just kind of, as far as writing things down, just kind of stopped at that point in time.
Not far away now from another new... Sorry, I've gone. It was...
Okay.
You were going to say, you were going to carry on.
I was going to say, one of the things I think you kind of picked up on without me saying anything yesterday was the 13th anniversary of my fiancé's passing. And there's been two gentlemen, you know, since then I have met. One I just met a few weeks ago, the other one I met a couple years ago. And there's very little communication with this new guy. It's because of his work. With the other one, it's because of his work. And I don't know why he don't communicate. That's always had me baffled, so.
I don't want to say that this is not a situation that can turn around for the better. But my feeling is that because of this emotional, and it was a big upheaval for you. I mean, it was such, and I can't sound like I'm underemphasizing this, but it was a huge stress on your shoulders when this lovely guy passed over. And I also feel it was very sudden.
Yes.
What I'm picking up at the moment with spirit is I've got somebody who's just stepping into my space at the moment, but they're bringing me a very, very tense head, and my head now feels like it's been put into a vice and squeezed. Do you understand that?
I'm not sure in this context. I get migraines, and that's how I describe my migraines.
Okay. So this is with you. Now, migraines can be linked with two different things. It can either be because you don't drink enough water, so you get dehydrated. Migraines can also be linked with a lot of very strong unanswered questions that you've got buzzing around in your head, like why did it have to happen? Why did it happen? What? And there's all this buzzingness you get in your head, and then it just suddenly it's just like your head has to explode every now and again and let all this tension out.
That makes sense.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Who's Mark?
I have a former roommate named Mark who moved to a different state around a year ago.
Okay. I'm not going to say that I haven't got this lovely guy here with me at the moment, but I have to also feel that he's not that strong with me. That could be me, of course, because as the medium, it could be me that's just not making the strongest link. But for some reason, I feel that it's not just you, but this man, this lovely energy and spirit is grabbing their head and saying, this really hurts, take the pain away. Can you take that? Do you understand that?
Yes, I think they do.
Okay. What I've got here is I've got a real strong sense of it's time for you to push yourself forwards. And I feel that until you have properly healed, try not to expect too much in the way of commitment or possibly any relationship of real connection. Not at the moment, obviously. I don't want to sound negative, but I just feel that you haven't got yourself quite in the right space yet. And subconsciously, I feel that you are comparing the people that come in around you with this lovely guy that passed over, if you understand that.
In some ways, yeah.
Yeah. But because you have this wonderful heart and this, and as I say, it is like an open book, there is definitely a new beginning with you. There is a partnership to come through with you. But just before I have to let you go, I'm going to say that the strongest partnership will come in between the end of February and the middle of March of next year.
Okay.
I just feel there's a little bit more of a journey that of yourself, your own little journey that you need to undertake first. And I also feel that, because there's a lot of healing energy coming to you as we're talking, and my healing guide is saying because they want to get you rebalanced, they want to help you heal, and they want all this lovely energy of yours to be flowing properly. And then when the right person does step in, which, as I said, I feel is possibly late February, early March of 2013, it's because you're really in the right space, and then the love will really flow for you.
Okay.
I tell you what, you do a lot of crying behind closed doors, don't you?
Yeah.
Yes. And spirits see this. And you know this lovely spirit energy that's around you. It's making me tingle. I mean, there's such a strong karmic link between the two of you, but That will never go. That spiritual link will never go. But I just, you know, I say there is a new relationship on its way in. And if that has been a summer help, I will wish you a very good night from here in the UK. And say thank you very much for your call.
Thank you.
You're more than welcome. God bless.
Oh, lovely, Jerry. Lovely. And Jerry, of course, you are a Reiki master as well, aren't you?
I am indeed, yes.
You are?
Yes.
We both do the same Reiki, don't we, Terumesa Kim?
Yes, you're a teacher as well, aren't you, Sarah? You do the teaching bit.
Yeah, the tuning, yeah.
Because that's the bit I always get the buzz from, is attuning other people to take the Reiki energy forward. So that's
it is.
That's my biggest buzz.
And when I first worked on the TV, Jerry, obviously I did the first show with you. That's what I wanted to do, was to actually put the Reiki energy through the airwaves. That's really important to me to do that. You said you had a healing guide there, Jerry. Who is your healing guide?
He's known as White Bear.
Lovely.
His American name was Satanton, and it's not like the sports channel that used to be on satellite TV. But his name was Satanta. His name is White Bear.
Okay. Well, there you go. A little bit more information about Jerry Humphreys there, whose new show is on Wednesday, and it's called Soul Purpose, and it's 9 p.m. till 11 p.m. UK time. So I'll certainly be there, Jerry. But we're just going to go over to another caller now, and we have Peg on the line. Are you there, Peg?
Yes, I'm there. Hi.
Hello, sweetheart. Thank you for waiting so patiently. And it's lovely to connect with you. Was there anything specific you wanted me to look into, Peg, or do you just want me to link in with you?
Yes, just link in with me, please.
All right, darling. As I link in with you, I get a tired energy. I feel really tired. Now, this could be somebody around you on the earth plane or somebody in the spirit world. But I just feel like I've got more of a sense of spirit world here than earth plane.
Okay.
Almost like I became very tired and depleted and all of the energy zapped out of me. And I feel like I maybe would have had, I don't know, slow illness. Something to do with, is it ME or something like that? Somebody had something that slowly sort of shut the body down. Do you understand this, Peg?
Someone in spirit you have, or?
I presume in spirit, unless I've got somebody on the earth plane that has this kind of an illness.
I'm not really sure.
Okay. Well, let's just take that and see where we go with it, and I'll see what else I get for you.
Okay.
Who's Tom around you?
I have a brother, Tom.
Tom. Is Tom in the spirit world, or is he here?
He's here.
Okay. It's somebody linking around Tom. All right. But I do feel it's a lady, so I'm just wondering if it's your nan. Okay.
It could be a grandmother of ours.
Grandmother, okay. I do want to give you the name Dorothy as well, Peg. Have you got a Dorothy around you?
Yes, I have an aunt that passed at birth. Her name was Dorothy.
Okay, so she's strongly around you. And I know you say that she passed at birth, but my feeling is because she was such, and I'm wondering if, you know, these feelings I got were around her, but because she's such a young energy, it's almost like, and I know it was a long time ago, I want to bring that energy around you, Peg, to lift you. Do you understand? Because
okay.
I get a sense that you feel like you've let yourself down, or that you should be doing more. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I'm not
yes.
saying this is the case. I'm just picking up on your feelings and what's going on around you. And I think that a lot of people are missing you and your what was your vibrant personality. Because I do feel that a lot of people came to you and drew off you for your lovely energy. And it's almost a little bit like the light's gone out a little bit. And I just would really like to bring that light up and shine you back out again. Do you understand? Did something happen around about May time that knocked your confidence or made you feel unhappy?
Around when?
May. They're giving me the month of May.
Month of May. Not that I can think of.
All right. Just try and have a think about that, because I'm just wondering if words were said or somebody said something to you, and there could have been some sort of an argument around somebody that actually affected your confidence. Have a think of it, because they've given it to me, so just have a think about it, okay? I also get a James around you. Who's James?
I have a friend that is James, but he is here as far as I know. As far as I know, he's here.
That's okay. That's okay. They're just giving me the name, so maybe you'll hook up with him, or you'll see him. I can see green curtains here. Has anybody got green curtains?
My mother may.
Yeah, because I can see green curtains and I'm opening the curtains, sweetheart. I just feel this is symbolic with you. Open the curtains and let the light in. And I do feel there's some sort of gift or something coming towards you, either some flowers or something coming towards you towards the latter end of November. So I don't know whether there's birthdays or celebrations around that time or something connected around you where maybe somebody will say thank you to you and they will give you a gift. But it's almost like I really want this gift to come to you, and it's spirit driven. So spirit will put a thought into somebody's head to bring this gift to you, and I think you really deserve that, sweetheart. Is there anything you want to ask me?
I wanted to ask spirit about my book.
Okay.
At this point, it's being edited.
Okay. Okay. Has it got a blue cover, Peg?
Not yet. No,
It hasn't got a cover yet. Well,
no,
I think the fact that I'm giving you a blue cover, and I feel like it's a pale blue cover, and I can see a tree on it, but it could be the publisher. The tree could be something to do with the publisher. Okay, it looks like an oak tree to me. Okay, so I can see an oak tree, but it's in a small box, and I can see a pale blue cover on this book. So if I'm putting a cover on your book, that means that the book will be successful and it will go out, but I don't feel it'll be completely ready until February.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Do you understand? And yes, it's pale blue, and that's a lovely colour because it's a colour of communication.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Actually, the writing, I had pale blue writing on it, but then I switched it to black. So,
pale blue. We'll put pale blue on there somewhere, sweetheart. Maybe I've just linked in with the pale blue because that's evidential with you. But I just feel for the energy of the book, it needs pale blue on there because it is your throat chakra. And this is what you're doing. You're communicating. So you need to prepare it ready for people to want to have it. And I've got a really good feeling about it. And can we have a copy?
Sure. Definitely.
We're coming up to time, sweetheart, and thank you so much for calling into Guiding Lights. And I do know that Jeanette's got another caller in. She's going to do a reading for them. But Peg, thank you, sweetheart, and you can listen back in the archives of Mike Spirit FM and listen to your reading.
Okay, thank you.
Big pleasure. Okay, are you there, Jeanette?
I certainly am, yeah, that was a lovely reading. We've done some really fantastic readings tonight on the show. And who have I got on tonight, Sarah? Sue. Sue, yeah?
Hello?
Hi, is that Sue?
Yes.
Okay then, hi there, welcome to Guiding Lights. You spoke to Jeanette Ann. How can I help you this evening, Sue?
Well, it's kind of maybe sort of like a two-part question.
Okay.
I was wondering if you have, like, any messages from any of my loved ones that have passed, and maybe what's going on with this new person that I recently started seeing romantically.
Right, okay. I'm going to go with the new person first, okay, because I'm drawn to that, and let's see what's coming in. Right, now then, this new person, he seems to be coming forward to you after a period of you being on your own for a little while. Is that correct, Sue?
Correct.
Yeah, because I feel at least 5 years. Have you been on your own for about 5 years, darling?
Between 2004 and now, I was with somebody for like 1 year in between, but it wasn't like a really close, stable relationship.
So it's about 5 years then since you've really connected with someone worth waiting for. I feel that this guy is nice, okay, but I would say that he is thinking about things. So either he's been hurt himself and he's not in a rush, or he's just a very kind of methodical guy who doesn't like to be rushed or pushed, because I've got an earth energy around this guy, so I don't know if you know his star sign, but I'm really drawn into the earth element with him.
Okay, I know it's been a long time since he's had a serious relationship with anyone, because the fact that he was really hurt by someone.
Yeah, I understand. So in a way, the two of you got together. You are, in a way, mirror imaging each other. The two of you are kind of stepping back into the water after being disappointed. But I feel he is quite a strong-willed personality. He's not a walkover by any stretch of the imagination. And I think that the last lady that he was with kind of let him down, and he was hurt quite badly. So, yes, I feel that this has got a potential to be something nice with you, my love. But you just got to go with the flow and just, you know, see where this journey takes you. But I'm feeling Spirit have just given me a tick in my head. So a thumbs up means yes, it's very, very good. And also, darling, I feel that there's a gentleman around you in Spirit. Do you understand, a father or grandfather, please?
Grandfather.
Right. Quite an upstanding guy when he was on this side of life. Very matter of fact, very much a man's man. And I feel that he was either in charge of something or a boss, because I feel that he was quite regimental sometimes. He liked things done his way. Do you understand this, please?
Yes, he was retired as a dairy farmer and also owned businesses on the side other than dairy farming.
Right, because it's like, I'm in charge, I know what I'm doing, you know, everybody get on with it. And I feel with him, he was quite a fiery personality. He liked everybody to kind of know that he was in authority then. He was very kind, but you wouldn't cross him, you know, because he was the type of guy who would tell you straight how he felt. Do you understand this, please? Okay, well, his energy is around you, definitely. And I'm getting an R connection with this guy. So the name that he's giving me tonight is Rob or Rich. Do you understand these names around this gentleman or connected to this gentleman, please?
I have a brother, Richard, who passed away.
Right, because Richard is with him then. This is why he's giving me Richard for you, because he's showing me this name very, very strongly. Now, your brother Richard, who's passed over into Spirit, they have met up with each other. I feel Richard was a different kind of guy to your grandfather. He had more of a sensitive side. Did he have problems, darling, with his kidney or liver failure? Because I'm really drawn to those working areas not working properly.
He had issues, not serious issues with his liver, but my brother was an alcoholic.
There we go. That's why they showed me the liver. He was an alcoholic. Okay. Well, he is coming in with love. Loads, abundance of love for you, actually. In fact, I've got to give you yellow flowers from the spirit world. That's eternal lasting love, which is exactly what he wants to give you this evening. And also, he's telling you that you're worth having eternal lasting love. So this new guy that's come into your life, I feel that your brother and your grandfather have been kind of pushing you in the direction to allow new energy to come in. And the very fact that I've had a thumbs up in my mind tells me that this is good for you. And I feel that you do need to get yourself back out there. And I feel that Richard is really making me aware of the month of April. So I don't know whether April was the time that he passed or whether this is going to be significant for you. But he is definitely giving me the month of April for you, darling.
Okay, he passed in May is when he passed.
Right. Okay, so we are around about the time of his passing. Was he taken into hospital in April, please?
Actually, no. He died from smoke inhalation in a fire.
Right, because I'm drawn to April. So if this is not April for him for passing, this is April for you, when things are going to start really taking off for you around about the springtime, actually. I do feel that you've got to go nice and steady, nice and slow, nice and steady with this guy. But I really do feel what the two of you need to do is resolve issues from the past. So it's almost like you need to let everything go. And that means him as well, because I feel that he is also in his own way dealing with the hurts and the issues from the past as well. But I really do feel nice energy with this guy. And I feel he has got a lot of potential to make you happy. Okay. Also, I feel that there's two children linked to this person. Or is this with you? Because I see two children around this.
I don't have any kids and he doesn't have any kids.
Right. There's two children around here. So it must be nieces, nephews, someone that he's close to. Because I'm really drawn to two children.
Mm-hmm.
Around this gentleman. All I feel around this is that this is going to be a very good, potentially nice relationship. I feel you should hold on tightly to it and watch it grow and develop. But there are choices coming in for you. So, you know, your loved ones in spirit have given you this guy to present him to you, then to make the choice to see whether or not you want to go ahead with him or not. But all I feel is that this is definitely an ending of a difficult time for you. And that, you know, there are new doors opening for you to have that love if you choose to take it.
Okay, I've done a lot of things to let go of the past and people that I've lost in the past, that have passed over.
Yes. Yes, you've been releasing energy and the universe have answered that question, okay? This is why they send in new beginnings to you, because you are actually releasing energy now. And I feel it is the happiness that you are, you know, you do deserve to have. And I do feel that you have, you know, put the past to rest, if you like. And I feel justice has been done there now and you've just got to leave it go. But in answer to your question, yes, this guy's got potential. I feel he's got lovely energy. And yes, of course, your spirit, loved ones in spirit, Richard, and your grandfather are both very pleased that they've had the opportunity to connect with you tonight. And I'd like you to take their love with you and say God bless and thank you very much for connecting to Guiding Lights this evening.
Thank you so much.
No problem, my love. You take care. Thank you. Okay, Sarah, well, I think that's pretty much the last call. And I don't think we've got any more callers or any more time for any more callers on the line now, have we? What time is it now?
No,
are we running
no,
to the end?
Yeah.
Oh, what a shame. It's gone so fast tonight. It's been fantastic.
I know. It's been mad.
Yeah, it's been a crazy show tonight.
So it's been a lovely show, Jeanette, and yes. It was nice that we trialled the new email system as well. So that's there for you. If you do want to email mike@mikespirit.fm, and we can obviously now bring you in as a caller to the show. Just give him a good reason as to why you would want a reading on air. Okay. And Jerry, all the best for Wednesday.
Thank you.
And I know you're going to do absolutely fantastic. You'll bring a lot of healing energy to the Mike Spirit FM network. And, you know, is there anything you want to say there, Jeanette?
Yeah, I'm just saying good luck to Jerry. I've just been speaking to him anyway, you know, as we've been talking here. I've just been giving him a quick couple of messages, so we've just been laughing. But, yes, I know that he's going to do absolutely amazingly well. I'm looking forward to getting back into the swing of things now after a couple of weeks of being really low-key. So you will be able to find me working in Carmarthen this Saturday if anybody in South Wales would like to come along. But other than that, just have a lovely week, everyone. Look forward to speaking to everyone next Monday evening. It's been lovely, and thank you very much for taking part in the Guiding Light Show, Jerry, this evening.
Oh, bless you. Thank you ever so much for inviting me to come on the show. It's been lovely as always, and thank you both very much indeed.
Okay,
and a big thank you to our producer in the background, Ken, who's done a fantastic job tonight. A few changes we were making behind the scenes, so I think it's gone quite well. And we'd like to say thank you very much to Ken and Mike.
Yes, and of course, we mustn't forget Mike in the background. She was typing away saying, "And Mike,"
and
we mustn't forget Mike.
Okay, so we're going to go to our final song, and you have been listening to Guiding Lights with Jeanette Ann Coombe and Sarah May, and have a lovely week ahead, and we'll see you next week.
Bye. I'm shaggy with a combination with your
outfit.
Flip this one for your musical dick.
Wah, wah, wah. Girl, you're my angel. You're my darling.
son. Yeah. It's all good when you live for your dear fun. Can't be a fool, son. What about the long run?
Yeah.
Looking back, shorty, always a mention. Say me not giving her much attention.
Yeah.
She was there through my incarceration. I wanna show the nation my appreciation.
Girl, you're my angel. You're my darling.
That's how you should be treated. No, you never get the loving that you needed.
Yeah.
Could have left, but I call and you needed. Begged and I pleaded, mission completed.
Yeah.
And I said that I and I did the program. Not the person is surrounded your emotion.
Yeah.
But the feeling that I have for you is so strong. Been together so long and this could never be wrong.
Girl, you're my angel. You're my darling angel. Closer than my peeps, you are to me. You must be sent from up above.
And you appear to me so tender. Say, girl, I surrender.
Thanks for giving me your love.
Girl, inside of my behavior, you are the savior.
You must be sent from up above.
And you appear to me so tender. Well, girl, I surrender.
So thanks for giving me your love.
All of this one big party when you're still young. And who's gonna have your back when it's all done? It's all good when you live your pure fun. Can't be a fool, son. What about the long run?
Yeah.
Looking back, shorty, always a mention. Tell me not giving her much attention.
Yeah.
She was there through my incarceration. I wanna show the nation my appreciation.
Girl, you're my angel. You're my darling angel. Closer than my peeps, you are to me.
Thank you for being part of the Guiding Light Show. Jeanette and Sarah will be back with you next week at the same time, 9 o'clock in the evening, GMT. Meanwhile, contact them direct. Search Guiding Lights on Facebook or visit their website. Jeanette is available at www.jeanette-coon-psychic-tarot.co.uk and Sarah available at www.sarahmaypsychic.com. Until next week, take care.